Too. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I just want to say a quick thanks to our sponsors, Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio. And I am so excited today because a very special man is back with us. He has a podcast on our channel, and I've just grown to adore this man. Dr. Haney Damian is back. So he is a visionary in modern medicine. He is the co-founder of Pain Care Clinics and has diverse and extensive experience in the medical field. He has talked about many different things over the past few episodes. If you have not checked them out, you need to, because we debunked a bunch of myths that you guys are seeing on social media every single day, and a lot of them are not true. Today, we're going to get into the vagus nerve, what that is, and some different things around it, and how knowing these things are going to improve your health and your lifestyle. So it's really good to see you again.
It's so nice to be here, and I missed you. I missed all the listeners. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's good to see you. I love your summer responses on your emails. How it's
I'm
summer, basically, leave me alone. I'll get back to you later.
hoping to inspire somebody, you know what I mean? It's summer, just relax and chill. And what we're talking about today about the vagus nerve is really a good subject for that. It's the chill nerve.
Yeah, totally. And that's exactly what happened when I saw your email. It's like, it's summer, I'm on holidays, get your butt outside and do the same thing. So I literally put my phone down, got my car, and I went for a walk.
Yeah, it's you know what? We grind all year long, and summer in Canada and in the US is really short, right? Few weeks up to 8, 10 weeks at most. So we might as well just enjoy it.
Yeah. The body is actually not supposed to go from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. at night. We have some relaxing time in there.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what people think that they can achieve during the grinding. There's a recent study showed that your best ideas, best thought, and the creative part is actually working when you are resting and chilling, not under pressure. I used to think that under pressure I perform my best, right? I used to study two
Me
days before
too.
the exam, and my mom used to pull her hair. Right,
Me
all year
too.
long, 2, 3 days, a month at most before the exams, I start studying, thinking, okay, if I crunch my time and I push myself, I will perform. That's not true. You will relax after steady, chilling, and relaxing period of time, not under pressure, not at all.
Oh my God, I can only imagine. Your mom's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it was a last minute kind of thing. I like the last 2 days, I don't sleep before the exam. I go in miserable, but I just get it done, put it all in few days before the exam. And she was going crazy about it.
A lot of people, I've heard them say, like high performers, I do my best performance under pressure. I get everything done last minute because that's when my body amps up. But yeah, that's really not the case, is it? We get the most clarity when we're gonna talk about it right away, when our system is not in fight or flight. It's
Yes.
really hard to retain information and to perform at our peak when our system is in fight or flight.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. You wouldn't be able to have creative ideas. And like a lot of philosopher before said, you don't create an idea, you find it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you find an idea and you put them together and you create something new. Or you actually find a solution for a problem when you're actually relaxing. You can't do that when dopamine is just flying in your brain, or your heart is racing, or your lung and breathing is really shallow and racing, and your digestive system is slowing down. It doesn't work. It really doesn't work. And if you think you're getting good ideas under pressure, wait till you relax and see
Yeah.
how much better ideas will come out, right? It's all about just activating the parasympathetic system and slowing down in the fight fright mode.
I think we've all done this. I bet you've done it too, but send the angry email in the moment. That's never a good idea. You're so mad in the moment, and then you're just typing away, and then you hit send, and then you go to bed and you
And you
wake up
regret
and
it.
you go, oh my God, why did I send that?
You regret it.
That's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
I agree, and I've learned the hard way from answering. I learned the hard way. I actually was reading, listening actually, audible to the next conversation by Jeffrey Fisher, and he said that pause. He said just pause. Even if you're in person with somebody that really pisses you off, just pause for 10 seconds. All right. That, number one, will give them the idea that you have the upper hand. Let them fester and marinate in their email and then gather your thoughts. And then don't answer for almost 60 seconds after. Write your email after or just wait till the morning. But you're absolutely right. Under pressure, we just lose control.
Yeah, I've pictured myself punching someone before, but
Oh, that's many times. That's many times. I killed many people in my head a
me
lot.
too. Me too.
Yeah, I'll be sitting in a meeting. I said, yeah, I killed you in my head. Yeah, a few times already.
But yeah, you have to take that second, and when you do, it's just so much more powerful, so much more. I mean, then you get your point across, and then you're actually able to move forward. Which brings me to the question then, like, what is the vagus nerve?
So, everybody heard about the fight, flight, and fright response. When you get really cornered and you have nothing else to do and you're back against the wall, you activate something called sympathetic system, right? Your eyes really focus, you have a very narrow vision, and you start sweating, you feel your heart pounding out of your chest, your breathing is shallow and fast, and this is getting you ready to fight and have life-saving measures. The vagus nerve is totally opposite of that. It's the parasympathetic system. It's number one, it's one of the longest cranial nerves, connect from the brain through the neck all the way to the chest and the abdomen, controlling few organs, few main organs. And like I call it, it's the rest, digest, and chill nerve. Literally
I
chill.
love
So
it.
you think about what you do when you're chilling, your heart rate slows down. Your breathing gets slower and deeper and better. You feel that you're filling your chest. Digestive system actually get activated. So you're really digesting and getting your nutrients in place. But it
And
also
we
for
don't
mood.
digest food when we're in fight or flight?
No, you don't.
Really? I
Your
didn't know that.
stomach, all your
So what
energy goes
happens
to the
to it?
heart. It sits in your stomach.
Wow.
Stomach slows down, the peristaltic movement will slow down, and the foot will sit.
And so does that cause constipation and
It
like,
does. It
okay.
does cause constipation, it causes indigestion. That's why when people stress out, they have indigestion, they have bloating, because the stomach just stops.
Wow. Okay, that makes sense.
You think about it, you're in war. Right? You'll never feel hungry in war. I would, because I stress eat
I think
sometimes.
I would too, but
I always think if I go to war and we continue 24/7, where I'm gonna go to the bathroom and what I'm gonna eat?
yeah, honestly, I think the same thing. Every time I travel, I'm like, how am I gonna get snacks on the plane? I gotta figure this out.
You're thinking you're in war and you're staying for months and months and what I'm gonna do there? I don't think I will survive without a bathroom and a snack.
Oh my gosh. So our vagus nerve controls fight or flight, and it helps us chill.
Yes, it is. It's controlled the it's linked to the brain, which is main centers in the brain, like the thalamus, the amygdala, and the hippocampus, and all down all to the heart, lung, digestive system, but it also control pain, mood. Stress and inflammation and immune system, which is quite amazing if you think about it, right? It's quite diverse, And some literature describe it as a super highway of information from the brain all the way down to the organs. So it takes sensory information from the brain to the organs and motor information from the organs up to the brain. So
Okay.
it's the longest, and in my opinion, it's quite important. And
Yeah.
the tricky part, Lisa, is all the symptoms are unspecific. So if your heart is racing, you would think that you have a heart problem. If your
Right.
breathing is shallow, you would think that you have an asthma or something, because the symptoms will be similar to an asthma, with the wheezing and coughing and difficulty breathing, right? If your digestion is not well, you might think that you have a pancreatic problem or enzymes. So it's very tricky to diagnose, and a lot of practitioners wouldn't think about that. But if you sit down and look at it, it's pretty, you literally hit a lot of birds with a single stone if you'll be able to diagnose that vagus nerve.
It's amazing to me to think that if you can stimulate your vagus nerve, that it could help with many of the issues that any normal person is experiencing on a day-to-day. It makes sense because you say it's the longest cranial nerve, which goes from your brainstem through your body past your heart. So, and stuff like anxiety, depression, digestion, which is like a third brain. How could it not affect it? Like, that's the question I have, right? Is how could we not know this and be focusing on this?
It's very the symptoms really varies from somebody to the other, Lisa. I could have a vagal nerve dysfunction, and it would only be like headaches, cluster headaches, and a
Okay.
little bit of an anxiety. While for you, if you have a problem with it, could be your heart. Your heart is really fast or even slow if it's the vagus nerve is firing more than it should, right? Your breathing is the same thing, digestion is the same thing. So it's not really specific like everything else, right? So if you have a problem with your eyes, you're gonna go see an optometrist and say, "I can't see." There is no two ways about it. You know, it's either your eye, your retina, or optic nerve. There's no way. I have a dental pain. Okay, you're gonna have a problem with your teeth, right? Or I can't, or I'm congested all the time. You're gonna go to an ENT and say, "Okay, you've got sinus problems." It's pretty straightforward. Vagus is not straightforward. A lot of people go in circles, and I've seen patients that have seen many, many specialists in a lot of countries, and they couldn't figure out, right? And I say, "You know what? Let me try something, or try something fresh," and we do that. A procedure for the vagal nerve, and it just right on. It slows everything
Wow.
within a few days, patients feel the difference.
So what is the procedure?
So vagus nerve stimulation is getting quite popular, right? And as we talked about before, we're trying to heal the body from within, right? There is no medication into it. There is nothing fancy. There is no pharma, right? Not that I'm against pharma, it's needed. But I would rather try the body to heal itself first, right? If
Yeah.
it's possible. So vagus nerve stimulation, and I wrote about it recently, is really popular now. So a few things, right? Going from really aggressive by just putting a pacemaker kind of thing under the skin, on the chest, going on the left side, and actually connecting it to the vagus nerve, sending pulses that stimulate the vagus nerve, making it, okay, would you mind just be a little bit more active? Because patient is getting anxious or whatnot. So that's number one. Number two, there are external devices that you can wear in the ear or out the
Yeah,
neck.
like this
Yes,
one.
it's just amazing. And it sends signals and impulses and slowly, slowly train the vagus nerve, right? And in my opinion, there are individual ways, right? By chilling. I say it to the patient, chilling. So in literature, it said cold exposure, cold plunge, Tai Chi, mindfulness, meditation. I've been doing that recently and it's been working for me. But people can do a lot of other stuff that are fun, like fun to them. Like I have a patient that cleans his car and that activates his vagus nerve. Yeah, he said, I'm the most relaxed. His heart goes down when he cleans his car. So do what really activate your parasympathetic state, whether it's singing, humming, taking a cold bath or a hot shower, or going with the grandkids or kids, whatever gonna make you chill, in my opinion. There are ways that, or some advice like meditation, mindfulness, yoga, tai chi, breathing exercises. But in my opinion, if something else make you enjoy and relax and chill better, watching a movie, go for it. So that's it. We in our clinic, I started a few things. I started doing procedures for the vagal nerve, which again, we go through a needle and just freezing, and we go in, target the vagus nerve under an ultrasound and few drops in there, and the patient calmed down and anxiety panic attacks goes away. You can see the heart rate before the patient leaves going down, resting heart rate. And within a few days, the heart rate, breathing, digestion goes back to normal.
That's incredible.
It is. We had this procedure for a long time, and we did it for a few things, right? Like everything in medicine, but we noticed that this actually activates the vagus nerve, right? And doing that, I said, why don't we do it specially for this? So a lot of practitioners start to do this as well, but we developed our own protocol. So the patient has to do it twice a year for a period of time, at least 2 years. And this will change their life. They might not need it after that. Things work better. The systems get used to the slow, chill pace. You will train your brain back because the organs will send signals, like I said, to the brain center saying, okay, this is my normal state, chilling, resting, right? I'm not at war all the time. So that just chill. So it becomes the abnormal is the fight and fright response. And the normal is the chilling, resting, and digesting, having good nutrients. You feel full after a good, nutritious diet. So this is what I really trying to do. But as usual, I have to incorporate peptides into it. So we're trying, even without touching the patient, having some peptides. So there are two peptides that we're working with, and we have almost 50 patients that we're trying it with them. And I haven't got the 100% response. I'm getting 70% response, and the patient are happy, but I'm never happy with 70%. So I'm trying to push a little bit more for it and see how it goes. They are safe. Peptides are amino acids, exactly like proteins, like branched chain amino acids. It's pretty safe, no side effects. But I'm really hopeful that things will be as easy as having a pill or a drink of natural amino acid that can slow the vagus nerve. Imagine if you go out in the world tomorrow and everybody is chill. Wouldn't that be nice?
I would then want to go out in public. Sometimes when I have to go grocery shopping, I'm like, I do the whole like, God save me. But I love what you said because so many people relate medical terminology, body parts to needing medical, help. And they do sometimes, as you know, you're treating patients and you're helping them. But something as simple as watching a movie or as humming, getting out in nature, slowing down. I used to walk around like that lady from The Devil Wears Prada, and I was just psycho, just so regimented and getting my stuff done. But I was in constant fight or flight. And then I started training my body, and then my brain now tells me to slow down. But I didn't have that before. It was just like full out, and I got stuff done, but my body started shutting down.
But this is the rat race that we live in, Lisa, right? You open the social media and everybody's telling you, if you don't do these five things, you're gonna be a loser. So, okay. And then the next one you scroll and you don't do those three things, you're not living yet. Like, okay. Like how many things I
So
have to
true.
do to be living properly. And
I
you could
know,
be
it's so
enjoying it.
confusing.
I know. And you'll be walking in the nature doing nothing but just enjoying, right? And not sweating the big or the small things, and you're enjoying more and you're giving really healthy break to your body. Until you train your brain, I always say the brain is another muscle. You train your brain to this is your normal. This is your normal. This slow pace, relaxing, chilling, resting is the new normal. So just take it easy. When we need to fight or flight or fright, we will do it. But that's not the normal, that's the exception, right? And there is a recent study that they started a few years ago between people actually that lives in the city and people that then moved to a smaller towns, and the results are just incredible,
I believe it.
incredible. I think it's gonna ramp up or finish this year or next year, and I can't wait for the results because I'm hoping to do the same, just move out of the big city to a smaller place.
Yes. I imagine myself like in the forest with my little house and nobody around and just like animals nearby. Only a few people have the coordinates and they can come find me. But I find it so stressful in the city between traffic and being around large groups of people, not being around nature, all of the EMFs in the air, the hydro, it's a lot and it's noisy.
It is. You're not giving your body the time to heal. And I think my next deep dive will be if you're actually your body can heal under that much stress. Because I am a big believer now that the body can heal itself. And it's proven over and over in the past 5 years that it is true. And I gained back faith that it could happen, especially with everything that we've been trying with our patients. So I'm privileged that my patient have the trust, and I do have the credibility that I will do this. Let's try it. Sit, let's go. I never had one patient. I'm lucky this way. I never had one patient say, "Yeah, you know what? Let me think about it." No, let's go. They trust me. They have absolute faith that I will do what's best for them. So it is fascinating to see that although we are under this stress, because I practice in large cities and we're still getting results. So imagine if the body is into this chill phase, what else can do? You know what I mean? What else the body can do and can heal itself? I think we'll be able to heal a lot of chronic diseases like hypertension, cholesterol, MS, dementia, Alzheimer in the next few years. But let the body cool down and try it because it's on fire.
Absolutely. And I just have to give you a shout out because I follow you closely on social media as well. And I always see your patients just raving about how you're the only person that really cared and you give your patients the time that they need. And no wonder they trust you. So, what a beautiful, beautiful story. I love it. I love watching you on social media. You're
I
making such a
appreciate
big
it.
difference. It's so awesome. My heart's just so warm every time I see something.
I really appreciate it. I'm trying to make a difference, one patient at a time, and I take sometimes challenging cases that even my colleagues think I'm crazy, but I take it really personal. You know what I mean? I really take it personal. You know, I tell the patient that we will find a treatment. And if we don't have one now, I think in the next year or two, we will find it. Right. And I keep trying and I never let it go. And I was talking about AI recently. And somebody's, oh, AI is going to take over the doctors. No, I don't think so.
No,
I
I
don't
don't
think
think so
so.
either.
You punch your problem in a chat GPT and said, oh, this is the solution. Okay. What if it's not the solution? What if it's not working today? Are you going to give the patient hope or just tell them that's it, goodbye? Right? Nothing. Again, for people who are listening and they're scared of AI, nothing will take away this from humans. Just the human touch and looking in the patient eyes and saying, you know what, it's going to be okay. I can actually read their face. If they are believers, non-believers, if we are connected with the patient, if I'm connected or not, you know what I mean? If they have questions in their eyes and they're not saying it, if they're grateful or they're bitter about the treatment, AI will never say, will never be able to do that. It I don't see it happening. I can understand that now we have robotic surgeons doing knee surgery or hip surgery or whatever, but it's never going to be enough. It's never. It's still going to be a nice tool that we can use and serve patients, but it's never going to replace the human touch.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Absolutely. I have one last question about back to the vagus nerve. So you mentioned training the vagus nerve. So are you saying that with continuous chill, that's the word of the day. The word of the day is chill.
The chill
With
nerve. Everybody
chill
should know
nerve.
the chill nerve.
With continuous chill nerve, it'll get better over time. So
It
our
will.
system will learn sort of like exercise. So if you're stuck in fight or flight, you begin chilling your nerve, then your system's going to ramp down. Is that how it works?
It is. It's just unbelievably the capacity of the human body to train and to accommodate. And that's why when you give patient treatment, you're going to have to look into it, whether it's a medication or whatever, every 3 months, because the body is so smart and the memory cells that we have are everywhere, everywhere. That's why people knows about just muscle memory. It's not only muscle memory, digestive memory, smell. Sometimes you smell something and it will remind you about a situation. This
Yeah.
smell is familiar. I said, oh my God. And we call it nostalgia, but it's everywhere. So vagus nerve is connected to the brain. It's a highway. So it's two-way super highway. So it sends signals from the brain down, but it takes signals from down the organs all the way to the brain. So if we can use this, sending signals from our organs, saying that, you know what? I don't want my heart to race. I don't want my breathing to be shallow and fast. I want my digestive system because I'm tired and I'm not getting enough nutrients. And this is going to be my normal. And you keep at it, whether exercising, whether Tai Chi, mindfulness, doing something that you like more often, like work-life balance. And this is the way your body wants, it will train the brain. You don't have to do it after a while, and that will be your normal. Your heart rate, resting heart rate will be normal, will go down between 50. I've seen patients that 50 is their normal. Some patients are 40, they're real athletes, but this is the normal. And lungs are working fine, but also an anxiety and mood. And keep that in mind, autoimmune. So imagine if your vagus nerve, if we train ourselves early on in life, right? Especially our kids in school, the chill time is very important. How many autoimmune condition we can prevent, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing how many inflammatory responses that we can prevent because it control inflammation as well, right?
Right.
Mental health. Mental health. Why are we teaching the kids English, French, Spanish, and not teaching them to relax and meditate?
Totally. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, like it's gonna take 5 minutes in the morning. Dim the light, close our eyes, and you know what I mean? Just focus on your breathing. 5 minutes.
That's
Right?
crazy.
It is. If we can teach them that and that becomes the normal, imagine you can eliminate mental health in the next generation. Or you
Yeah.
can eliminate just by training the vagus nerve like any other nerve or any
Yeah.
other muscle, right? And doing that, all the craziness in their teenage years, because I have kids and I'm really concerned about my teenagers getting to that age. So imagine if you can cool them down, make them chill, right? Avoid all the mental health and anxiety and all the craziness, right? Coming down their path. So I think if we can be disciplined enough to train our vagus nerve and give it more time, this could be done. We're not talking years, we're talking about 3 months. You need 12 weeks to train your vagus nerve to go back and remodify the brain activity and say, this is my new normal. No fight, no flight, nothing like that. I will use those when I need them, but that's not my normal. And we are created this way. We are created to be in that normal mood, right? Until something happens, or we're fighting, or we're going hunting. So I don't know what the change, and we just flip the other way, and it's all fight and flight and no chill whatsoever. So yes, it could be trained, and it doesn't take years. It takes 12 weeks. Yeah.
Incredible. Yes, I love it. Thanks for being here today. I've had a super chill time talking to you.
I hope your vagus nerve is working.
Feels great.
I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I always enjoy being with you, talking to you, bringing the insights to the listeners, and hopefully we can influence somebody to have a chill weekend at least.
Yeah, totally. What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm chilling in the sun and just probably just gonna be beach or pool. That's it. No
Beautiful. Love
work,
it.
no phone, no emails, nothing. Nothing. I was
Nice.
looking on my Whoop yesterday. I had 5 minutes stress in the whole day yesterday. Yeah,
Wow.
I was fighting to travel flights, and I decided nothing is gonna ruin my day. Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing is
Five
gonna ruin my day.
minutes. That's
That's
all.
it. That's it. This is where my heart rate
Wow.
went up. 5 minutes. Yeah,
That's really, really good.
unbelievable, huh? It's just unbelievable. Yeah, I said
Well,
nothing is gonna ruin my day, and I closed my eyes and just let it go.
wow.
Yeah.
Well, you keep coming back and telling us what we need to do to chill.
I would
Promise?
appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Beautiful.
All right.
And to our audience, you heard Haney. Get outside and chill. Go sit in the sun. Put your phone down. Let's train ourselves to be chill. I'm Lee Zerbansky with The Advisor. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.